Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of May. I'm your host, Paul White. We're working through the Apostle Paul's writing to the churches at Galatia, Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. To be fair to the fourth verse, let's don't deal with fallen from grace today. It's at the end of the verse, so let's take it as the second half. We'll deal with that tomorrow. For today, let's concentrate on this first half. You have become estranged from Christ, those of you who attempt to be justified by law. Now, Paul's conclusion is they've fallen from grace. Again, we'll deal with that tomorrow. What does it mean, though, however, this amazing statement to be estranged from Christ? This is a distance. This is severe. You've become estranged from Christ. Well, part of it goes back to the end of verse 2, where Paul says that if you are circumcised, Christ profits you nothing. In other words, he's useless to you. That's a pretty bold statement. It's pretty remarkable that by a action that you perform, you can thwart the powerful actions of Christ. It just shows you that God did all of this for you. He didn't do all of this for himself. You have great power. You're created in the image of God. If you want to thwart and stop the power of Christ in your life, you can do that. God didn't strip away your ability. Make your own decisions, even if they're terrible ones. So Christ can profit you nothing if you want to become circumcised. It's a way of saying, hey, I want a part in my favor. And God says, well, you don't need Christ then. So Paul takes it to the next level in the fourth verse and says you've become estranged from Christ. We're separated. We're distanced from him if we attempt to be justified by the law. Now, this is not the first time that Paul in his writings, and certainly us in our DDP in our study, have dealt with this idea of a people who through their performance are estranged from the God they're performing for. Sneak back with me to Romans 9, and we're going to look at the end of 9, look at the beginning of 10, and watch how this passage of Scripture sounds very much like what Paul is doing in Galatians 5. Verse 30, what shall we say then, this is Romans 9:30, that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. Seems pretty self-explanatory. A bunch of Gentiles who didn't know Jesus, didn't know Judaism, they don't know Abraham, they don't keep the law, they're just a bunch of heathens. They are declared righteous by faith. That alone, that seems easy to us, that alone got Paul into some trouble with some of his Jewish friends, that you can be righteous by faith in Jesus even though you have no heritage and you have no background. Paul assumes that to be true, says Gentiles who didn't pursue righteousness have attained it because they just believed in it. But Israel, 31, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Actually, the question in our grammar would be, why not? Okay, why is it that Jews who were working so hard to attain righteousness through the law haven't attained it? Paul says, because they didn't seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Fascinating statement. The law became a stumbling stone. Paul does an almost grammatical trick there. The law is on tables of stone. Paul says they stumbled at the stone. He would have probably winked right there. And his Jewish friends get the joke. The law is written on stone, but you guys stumbled at the stone. You stubbed your toe on the very thing you're trying to keep. What he says there in Romans 9, and we're going to link that back to Galatians 5. What he says is Gentiles didn't have the law to keep, weren't even trying to keep the law. They were introduced to Christ. They believed by faith. Boom, they are righteous. He says, so what happened is my Jewish friends received the law but confused it. They took the law and thought that it meant that if they did it, they would be righteous. And they went about trying to do the things the law said to do so that they could attain righteousness, and they missed it. Then when you get to chapter 10, verse 1 of Romans, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God, to God for Israel's, that they may be saved. I bear them witness they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They are ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. So Paul says they took the law and they put it out in front of them as a goal to be attained. When they failed to attain it, they felt the slap of condemnation of unrighteousness. There's now resentment in my Jewish brothers towards Gentiles who come in here thinking they're righteous and have never kept Moses' law. This becomes a great source of contention. The early church, full of a bunch of Jews who've received this man Jesus, many of them because they saw him, they met him, he's a reality. And now they're getting a little bit ticked off because all these Gentiles come in with no heritage, no background, no knowledge. They receive Jesus and they go out with the same quote-unquote righteousness that we have. And so Paul says, I wish my brethren from Israel be saved. They're zealous for God, but not according to knowledge. Now, what does all that have to do with Galatians 5? Well, let's go back. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ, those of you who attempt to be justified by law. There it is. So this is the same audience that is in the end of Romans 9 and the beginning of Romans 10. They are a people attempting to be justified by law. The difference here is that in Romans 9 and Romans 10, it was all Jews who had tried to be righteous by law. Paul is now addressing Gentiles who have listened to the voice of agitators who have told them that they need to be keeping the law in order to truly be God's children, that believing on Jesus is just a step, but it's not the end. You're not really God's child just because you believed on Jesus. You're going to have to be way more like Abraham in order to really be God's child. So go back and get circumcised and then judge yourself based upon your ability to keep the law. That's what a good Jew would do. And Paul says, if that's what you do, you divorce Christ. And so I would say to you today, this is why this chapter is so powerfully relevant for us today. You've received Christ and the life that he gives. You are righteous based upon your faith. You can't go now and add something to that in order to be really saved. You know, you want to be really justified, then you're going to have to do this. I mean, yeah, I mean, you gave your heart to Jesus, but if you want to be really close to God, then you're going to have to do this. And I'm not mocking people who want to be close to God or who feel like they need to remove some things from their life because it's deadly or they need to add some things to their life to enhance it. I don't doubt that at all. There are probably some junk we all need to throw aside because it's weight. It's dead weight. And in some cases, it's bogging us down. And we don't need to look at that as works. We need to look at that, or we might need to look at that as works, but not for our righteousness. It might be the kind of work we need to do. But none of us can add or take away something that makes us more righteous. Because if that exists, then you don't need Jesus. And if that exists, then you've been estranged from Christ. Now tomorrow, we go to the end of verse 4, that famous phrase, you have fallen from grace. We'll see you there. God bless.